Whether you like it or not, we use numbers every day. Some numbers, such as the speed of sound, are small and easy to work with. Other numbers, such as the speed of light, are much larger and cumbersome to work with. We can use scientific notation to express these larger numbers in a much more manageable format. So we can write 299,792,458 meters per second as 3.0 times 10 to the 8th meters per second. Correct scientific notation requires that the first term range in value so that it is greater than 1 but less than 10, and the second term represents the power of 10, or order of magnitude, by which we multiply the first term. We can use the power of 10 as a tool in making quick estimations when we do not need or care for the exact value of a number. For example, the diameter of an atom is approximately 10 to the power of negative 12 meters. The height of a tree is approximately 10 to the power of 1 meter. The diameter of the Earth is approximately 10 to the power of 7 meters. The ability to use the power of 10 as an estimation tool can come in handy every now and again, like when you're trying to guess the number of M&Ms in a jar, but is also an essential skill in math and science, especially when dealing with what are known as Fermi problems. Fermi problems are named after the physicist Enrico Fermi, who was famous for making rapid order of magnitude estimations, or rapid estimations, with seemingly little available data. Fermi worked on the Manhattan Project in developing the atomic bomb, and when it was tested at the Trinity site in 1945, Fermi dropped a few pieces of paper during a blast and used the distance they traveled backwards as they fell to estimate the strength of the explosion as 10 kilotons of TNT, which is on the same order of magnitude as the actual value of 20 kilotons. One example of the classic Fermi estimation problems is to determine how many piano tuners there are in the city of Chicago, Illinois.